This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Can American lawmakers help convince the Canadian environmental minister to say no to a plan to store nuclear waste underground and do it less than a mile from Lake Huron? U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow today unveiled legislation related to the nuclear waste storage site that's proposed for Kincardine, Ontario. Senator Stabenow, welcome.
It's great to be back with you, particularly talking about the importance of protecting our Great Lakes.
What is in this legislation you're unveiling?
Well, we've discovered provisions in a 1909 Boundary Waters Treaty between the U.S. and Canada that allow the State Department to take action and require that there be a joint U.S.-Canadian international group, which we have, review the risks of putting radioactive waste by the lakes. And if the State Department were to invoke the treaty, it would require the State Department to work with them to do a study, assess the risks, and then it would compel the Canadian government to consider alternative locations. So this is a legislation, Stop Nuclear Waste by Our Lakes. This is a bill that I'll be putting in September. We'll be doing it in the House and the Senate, and it basically would require the Canadian government to pause and to work with us, negotiate with us, and look at the risks. I think what is most important, we know that Canadians are looking at this, but there's a lot of tough questions to ask about why this has to be stored by the lakes. There's a lot of land. There are other choices about putting nuclear waste. It doesn't have to be right next to the water because we know that it'd be a disaster if there was a leak into the lakes.
I'm wondering, and I think a lot of us wonder, can legislation passed in Washington have the impact and the punch that you hope for in Ottawa?
Well, I think what's important is that this is a treaty, that Boundary Waters Treaty that was put in place in 1909. It's not been used very often, but we have studied this and we found out that it has mechanisms for resolving disputes over transboundary waters, like the disputes that we're talking about here on water quality, on the health of the Great Lakes. And so this particular bill would basically mandate that the State Department use the provisions in this treaty to start a process with the Canadians to review the risk.
Now, an advisory panel approved that Ontario Power Generation plan in May, and we know the Canadian Minister for the Environment expects to hand down her decision by December 2nd. What kind of support do you think this bill is going to have, especially knowing that the clock is ticking?
Well, I think what's important is just to remind our friends in Canada, and they are our friends. We work with them, obviously, so well on so many different issues, but to remind them that we actually have a Boundary Waters Treaty, and, you know, it requires that we work together to resolve any disputes regarding water quality and risk to our water. And so we want to invoke that treaty so that the U.S.-Canadian, basically, interparliamentary group. We have a group right now set up to look at these things, and we want U.S. and Canada together, not just the Canadian assessment, but a joint assessment on the risk. And we would like very much for the Canadians to look at other alternative locations.
And what about on Capitol Hill, Senator? What kind of support do you think you'll find there right here at home?
I'll be putting this in, and Senator Peters will be joining. We'll be doing this in September. We will get support from other Great Lakes senators, certainly, and then we will make the case with colleagues. We're going to push very hard, and we want people to get engaged and involved in this. There's no need to take any level of risk here and put this waste by the Great Lakes.
U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, thank you so much for talking with us today, Senator Stabenow.
Great to be with you, as always.